For men, sex is like a meal. And for an average man, they need to eat 2 or 3 times a day. So that's how they relate to sex. They could have it 2 or 3 times a day and be fully satisfied. And women, like the way we relate to sex is like we, our bodies only even feel like having sex like maybe 2 days out of the month. Now, it's not to say that women won't have more sex than that, but that's how our body is and that's how we relate to it. I'm just saying, understand, girls, this is how men relate to sex.
Welcome to the Danielle Hage Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hage. Danielle is my mother-in-law and Nini to my 3 girls. She is pastor, speaker, and founder of Dynamic Traits. She has 40 years experience in family and marriage relationships. She's been married for 43 years to Steve Hage, who travels the world preaching the gospel, and together they pastor a church in Laguna Niguel, California. So welcome back, Danielle.
So happy to be back.
And so glad to be with you today because you've had some extraordinary guests on lately.
Yes,
that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So recently, you have just been getting a ton of questions across your social media platforms, some other podcast hosts who have asked you questions. And we're just going to go through some of those today because we're finding that a lot of people are asking the same questions.
Exactly. Yeah.
So in this episode, maybe another episode after, depending on how long we can get through all of our list of questions, we're just going to go through of what the people want to know.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Fun. So let's dive right in. It's a good one. Are men and women really different or is this old-fashioned?
Yeah, that is a great question. And yes, we really are different. It's not old-fashioned. It's the way we were designed. We weren't designed to be exactly the same. We have different roles. We have different hormones. We have different body parts. We're different in so many ways. And I think, you know, we were designed that way for a reason and to come together. And yes, we are opposite. But as you all know, opposites attract. Mm-hmm. Now it's just learning how to get along with our opposites. Because, you know, when you're dating, like you're attracted usually to someone who's a little bit opposite of you because they bring stuff that you don't have. And then you get married and then you spend the rest of your life trying to change them into you. And that I think is a lot of where the points of contention come. And we just have to realize, I think our culture today is trying to tell everybody that men and women are the same. Yeah. Men and women are the same. They can use the same bathrooms, right? And we're not. It's a lie. It is a lie. It's a deception. We are very different in everything, every way.
One of your recent podcasts, you had Dr. Patrick Flynn on, and he's a hormonal specialist. Yep. He's a functional doctor. And he really did dive into even just cyclically how we are completely different. Right. Can you just maybe highlight for those of you who haven't gone back and watched that episode yet or listened to that episode, you know, how men are cyclical every 24 hours and women really are different every single week of the 4-week month.
Exactly. And again, that is all due to hormones.
Yeah.
Men have 16 times more testosterone than women. It's an aggressive hormone. It makes them single focused. It makes them initiate, pursue, conquer, protect, provide. And they have way more than women. So that's a huge difference. And, you know, even in Dr. Flynn's book, he says, if women can understand men's hormones, they'll understand more about themselves even. And I thought that was excellent. And his book is, I Still Disagree, Dr. Patrick Flynn, great book. And especially if you're in those years for women where you still have your cycle, that makes you so different. And if men can understand that, you know, he says it's like for a man, they're married to 4 different women.
Yeah.
Depending on what week of their cycle they're in, they can be one way one day and completely different the next day.
Yeah.
But I think when we understand one another and our differences, it gives grace. It helps us to have grace for the opposite sex. And it helps us to have compassion for the opposite sex. So, and it helps us to know what we can and can't expect from the opposite sex for both men and women.
Yeah.
So,
and ourselves too.
Yeah.
He's even talked about like women who are high-powered women. I think he has daughters who are going to be doctors and, you know, so they're high-powered women and they're about to get married. But he says he will say during this week, whatever week it is during the cycle, women should not be making those hard-nosed decisions that men can make every 24 hours.
Right.
They can go back into work and they can go and they can conquer and they can, you know, make those hard decisions that they need to make to grow and grow their company, grow their income, whatever it is that they're going after. But women really do, if they can understand themselves and where they're at in their cycle, there are weeks where, because of our hormones, we truly are a little bit more clouded, maybe a little bit more emotional.
Yes.
So understanding that about ourselves, because we can have equality in the workplace and, you know, carry that, but we carry it differently than men. That's just how we're designed.
Right. And even he even talks about how women should go easier on their workouts during certain weeks of their cycle.
Oh, I feel that 100%.
Because it just drains them. It is exhausting. It's not even healthy for them. Like there's some weeks maybe you just take off, go for a walk, you know, maybe not be going to the gym pounding weights or whatever. But, and also hormones affect relationships so, so very much.
Absolutely.
And we have to remember, we have different hormones than men do. So we are going to relate to sex differently than men. And something that I've said that has gotten a lot of pushback from women is I said, you know, for men, and this is, okay, let me just say what I said first. For men, sex is like a meal. And for an average man, they need to eat 2 or 3 times a day. So that's how they relate to sex. They could have it 2 or 3 times a day and be fully satisfied. And women, like the way we relate to sex is like our bodies only even feel like having sex like maybe 2 days out of the month. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not to say that women won't have more sex than that, but that's how our body is and that's how we relate to it. Now, I've gotten feedback and people saying, well, what kind of man is she married to, talking about me, that he needs to have sex 3 times a day? I'm not saying my husband gets sex 3 times a day or that for women that you have to have sex 3 times a day. I'm just saying, understand, girls, this is how men relate to sex. They're not disgusting. They're not perverts. They're not pigs. It's all about their testosterone levels. So don't be mad at them because they want it. Yeah. And he even says that if a man isn't chasing you around 24/7 for sex, something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's not healthy.
He says every morning they should wake up because that's the reset of their testosterone, wake up wanting to.
And a point that he makes in his book that I think is so good, because I talk a lot about how to talk to men and the timing of talking to men. And he says, because in the morning, men are at their highest level of testosterone, which makes them very aggressive, ready to go, take on their day, laser focus for what they've got to do that day. And yes, they could have sex early in the morning, but they say, don't try to talk to a man first thing in the morning about something like a need or a want or something that's bothering you, because he probably won't even hear you because he is so focused. And women will say, or, you know, well, hey, before you leave for work, you know, take out the trash. And he leaves and he doesn't do it. And she's like, see, he just ignores me. Yeah. See, he won't help me. He doesn't love me, care about me, or respect me enough. He never listens. You take it personal, and then you're ruminating all day long, and then he gets home, and you're already mad because he didn't do it. And she's like, why didn't you help me and take out the trash? She goes, you didn't ask me to do that? Yeah. She's like, you looked me in the eyeball. And he's like, I did? He didn't even hear it because he was so focused on getting out the door to go to work. So again, having that understanding, talk to him in the evening when his testosterone levels are a little bit lower. And after he's come home, transitioned from work, had some time to decompress and relax, that's a better time to talk to him. He can pay better attention to you. So just knowing those things about how our bodies were designed by our creator, it helps you to make sense of how we relate to one another and to ourselves. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating. It's so great. He did say one last tidbit that I've read in one of his books that if you tell your man tonight's going to be a great night when you get home, because they're laser focused and because they are single focused, they will keep that thought in their mind all day, and they are going to be laser focused and single focused on getting back home and getting into bed.
Yes.
And I think he says if a man says that to a woman, she's going to be like, I'm not coming home tonight. It's not going to do the same thing. But if he says, I cherish you in the morning, you are the most beautiful woman, you are the best woman for me, she is going to build up her oxytocin as the day goes on.
Right.
And that will complement.
Right. You know, because for the woman, it says, if a man just says, oh my God, I can't wait to get you into bed, you know, she feels like he's trying to take something from her rather than give to her. And so that's why she gets resistant. But if he's speaking, you know, sweet things and telling her, you know, romantic things and how he just so appreciates her and what she does, and then that has a different effect on her. It gets her excited. I want to spend time with you and just want to hold you or, you know, whatever. It works differently for her. So,
And for men, you know, getting her into the bedroom starts a lot of times earlier in the day through conversation, telling her things. She gets turned on through what we hear.
Foreplay starts in the morning.
Yes.
And builds. Send me those little texts throughout the days or throughout the workday. Hey, just thinking about you. That's all. You don't even have to respond. Hey, just wanted you to know you're on my mind. That's huge for women. Women love that kind of stuff. They love seeing the written word.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, let's go on to another one.
Okay.
And we've probably talked a little bit about this, but are there any other big differences in how men and women relate to each other?
I think they relate to each other mostly in the way they relate to their own feelings, to their own needs, to their own wants. So, for instance, and we are different in every way. Okay, we are opposite. We are different in how we think, how we speak, how we listen, how we're motivated, how we relate to our feelings, how we relate to the future, how we relate to time. We're just different. And that's okay. Nobody's bad here, okay? It's how we were made. We're made. Blame it on hormones, blame it on our brain, blame it on biology. It's how we're made. Once we get a good understanding of that, again, it leads to influence, it leads to compassion, it leads to being seen and being heard. So we need to understand. One of the ways that men relate to their feelings or their needs is their, let's talk about needs. Yeah. Their needs are urgent, they're critical, they're important, and they're now. Okay. So when he needs something, he gets it. He doesn't wait around. He gets his need met, but he'll relate to a woman's needs the way he relates to his. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't think her need is urgent and critical, the trash is overflowing. If it's not overflowing, it doesn't need to be emptied. It's not urgent. It's not critical. There's still some room in the trash can, right? Mm-hmm. So just understanding that, and that is why we need to communicate and have a dialogue. Okay, so honey, but to me, the trash is full and it makes me uncomfortable because it's going to smell and it's kind of dirty and I just want it out of the house.
As soon as breakfast is over with the kids, it's going to be overflowing anyway.
Right. And what that provides for me when you do that is I feel like I have support. I feel like I have a partner. I feel like I have a team. Not everything domestically is left up to me, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing to feel like we're connected in that area. Yeah. So ladies, know if you're asking him to meet a need first thing in the morning, he may not hear you. Mm-hmm. So again, timing is very important. Another way that we're different is the way that we relate to feelings. And women hate this. I get so much pushback when I say that expecting a man to relate to his feelings the same way a woman relates to hers is a toxic expectation, meaning it's harmful. The reason it's harmful is it's because ladies, you're going to be disappointed that you are not getting what you want because you're saying, well, talk about your feelings. Well, men, feelings are not their forte. Emotions are not their specialty, okay? We are emotionally centered people, the females. And again, I'm speaking generally, of course, depending on your makeup, your temperament, your personality style. Some personality style women, if she's a certain personality style, she'll be the more logical, less emotional. Depending on his personality, some men may be more emotional and more multitasking. Again, age is involved. Personality is involved. You know, there's lots of variables there. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, women are more emotionally centered. Men are more logically centered. So they don't talk about their feelings the way women do or relate to them. And this bothers women because women will say, well, how can I get him to open up to me? Because you think by him opening up to you, then that makes you more connected. You know him better. But really what you want is you want him to talk about his feelings because those are the things that are important to you. And so he doesn't talk about his feelings because he feels like it's a vulnerable place for a man. And men think that being vulnerable could be a weakness. And I've gotten so many comments from men saying, No, don't ever tell us to be vulnerable with a woman. That's bad advice because they've been hurt. And they've said, a woman will use it against us. She'll throw it back in your face. She sees you as weak. And I find that very, very sad because I think for men, if they can never, you know, vulnerability is, it's the inability to predict the outcome. So you're going to share something personal, something intimate, something very personal about yourself. You don't know how the other person's going to take it, if they're going to accept you or reject you or think you're a wimp, right? And so it's kind of a scary place, but it takes courage. It takes courage to be willing to face your fears and to maybe even talk about your fears. And for women to think that a man is never afraid just because he's not talking about it is just, that's just stupid because he's a human man. He's not just a male, he's a man. And I think when men ignore, suppress, push down their true feelings about things, especially when it comes to fear or nervous or have anxiety about something, that it could lead to them medicating or becoming, like medicating and turning to possibly adultery, addictions, abuse in some way. It could cause them, because they're not getting it out, they're not talking about, they're just, it's just marinating on the inside. Sometimes when they don't feel good about themselves as being a man, or they feel like they do have a weakness, which again, we all do, they want to hide that. And I think for a woman, if you want a man to truly, you really want to know him, you want to be connected with him, if he shares a weakness, you need to be supportive of that. You need to just listen. You don't need to fix him. You don't need to say anything. You need to say, thank you for trusting me. Women want men to open up, and then a man does, and then it scares her. And really, all that's doing is exposing her weakness. If she uses that against him or puts him down for it or emasculates him, you are chipping away at the connection in your relationship with him. So ladies, you need to be wise. Excuse me. And then I always think, too, what kind of women are these men talking about? All these men that have said, I've been so hurt by women, I'll never open up again. What kind of women do you pick, guys? Because, you know, picking the right woman is crucial. It's critical to your well-being, your emotional health. You've got to be with a woman, a strong, competent woman that is trustworthy. So, and you know, again, that takes getting to know each other in a long-term relationship and being gentle and being sensitive to one another. But it's doable. It's doable. I just think, you know, we need to grow up. You know, we need to be mature and not be act like children when it comes to feelings.
Yeah, that's so good. You've helped us in our relationship with, you know, once we've come to a conclusion about something, once we've decided something, for me never to throw that back in his face or to bring it up in a later argument. You know, I think sometimes women will keep arguments and they'll keep the door cracked a little bit in an argument, you know, thinking that we resolved it, we got over it, and then they'll bring it up.
Yeah.
Another argument will happen or another conversation will happen or something will come up and bubble up later, six months later in the relationship. And then if we take all those vulnerabilities or all those moments of of truth intimacy, thinking that, and the man's thinking, we resolved that and you keep the crack of it open or you keep a list over here so that when something else does come up, you can throw that back in his face. That's huge.
Women don't fight fair. They don't fight fair. And you're very right. They are in an argument about one particular issue, and then they go back into the past and they break up all the other arguments that they had with that. And that's not fair to do that. And men will even say, you know, like, we resolved that 6 months ago. You're not allowed to bring that up. Right. And maybe it didn't sit right with you. And if you're in that place where it didn't sit right with you, then it wasn't resolved.
Yeah.
And so you need to go back to it. And so, or you need to accept the outcome of it and keep your mouth shut. You know, we talked about, we're not going back there. And this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
And again, that takes maturity. It takes wisdom.
Yeah.
It takes maturity.
Yeah. That's good. So are there any other bigger communication issues you see between men and women?
I think women, like one of the questions that was asked is, you know, women say, you know, when we get home at the end of the day, he kind of withdraws and doesn't want to talk about his day. And I want to talk all about my day. Mm-hmm. I want to give him every detail. And what I always tell women if you want your man to listen, first of all, when he gets home at the end of the day, let him have a transition period. Give him 30 minutes to unwind, decompress, turn on the news, turn on sports, you know, let him have a minute. Let him have some time to just relax, because what is happening is his testosterone has been lowered and used up all day. Yeah. So it needs to rebuild a little bit. But when he has that transition time, he'll be more present with you. He'll hear you. He'll be able to listen better. Again, because his testosterone is a little bit lower. Don't talk to him first thing in the morning, but talk to him at the end of the day. And then give him bullet points. Be specific. Don't talk around the issue. Don't hint to him. Use as few words as possible. Women like details. Mm-hmm. Men don't really need the details. Give him bullet points. If he wants more detail, he can ask.
Yeah.
But save the details for your women friends, your mom, your sister, like your girlfriends. They love details. And what I want the men to understand is that women love details. It makes her feel safe when you're sharing details with her. So when she's asking you questions, it's not that she's trying to interrogate you. She's trying to connect with you.
Yeah.
And so she keeps asking for details because that makes her feel safe. And if you won't give her details, she's like, you don't love me. You don't care about me. You don't need me. You don't want me in your life. And men just are like, you got to be kidding. Mm-hmm. That's not true. But that's how women, many women, not all women, will relate to that. Details are important. And this is something I haven't talked a lot about, but I learned this years ago, that it kind of goes back to our instincts, okay? How we were designed, you know, back in the beginning, men were the hunters, right? They had to go out with their spears and go to work.
Kill and hunt.
Kill and hunt, bring home mm-hmm. the bacon, right? And women would take their baskets and they would go to the garden, the meadow, and they would pick the berries. And the details of berry picking or vegetable picking was really important, because if she didn't get there right at the right time when the sun is right here or early in the morning or whatever time of day, the critters could get the food and then her family's going to starve. So she paid attention. It's at 2:05 is the time. And so when they're having conversations, even today, in today's world, I'll hear women, I've done it. I'm guilty of this. Oh yeah, it was Tuesday. No, wait, not Tuesday, Wednesday. And it was about 2:00. No, maybe it was like 2:10. Who cares? Mm. The minutes. But women do.
Yeah.
But the men are like, you know, just move on. So if you want to have good communication, and this is just learning how to communicate, again, with your partner, ladies, be specific. Tell them exactly what it is you want or what it is you need, and tell him how you feel. Ask him what he thinks about how you feel.
Yeah.
Don't ask him about how he feels about how you feel. Ask him about how he thinks. Men don't relate to feelings the way you do. They don't trust feelings. They trust facts. So they are like, and that's why, because they're so logical and so factual, sometimes they'll tell women, well, your feelings are irrational. They're illogical.
Yeah.
That they don't make any sense. You don't feel that way. And all that does is make a woman feel unheard. You don't get me. You don't understand me. You're shutting me down. You're shutting me up. And then she doesn't feel seen or heard. And she doesn't feel connected. It makes her feel very unsafe. Yeah. So again, just learning. This is how men communicate. This is how women communicate. We can do it. Everybody can do it. You just kind of have to learn the ground rules, if you will.
Yeah, I think that's so good.
And by understanding that, rather than trying to change him or change her, by understanding, you're validating her feelings, you're validating him, and you're saying, okay, I get you. You're made differently than me. You're not bad, wrong, or trying to hurt my feelings. That this is how men think. This is how women think.
Yeah.
It's just basic understanding.
Well, and with that understanding comes empathy.
Yes.
Because, you know, like, okay, yes, my husband wants the bullet points. He wants the bottom line. He may not want all the details, but sometimes he understands.
Yes.
It's been a hard day, or it's been a week, or we haven't connected in a while.
Right.
Sometimes we're like ships passing in the night. And so he does create that space for, tell me it. I'm all ears, babe. Just tell me it, you know? And then there's times where we kind of have like this code saying like, oh, are my 6 minutes up? I'll say that to him because he'll be talking and I'll be, you know, having a conversation with him. And then all of a sudden he just, you know, either work has emailed or texted, somebody is calling, he's like, okay, yeah. Even if I'm on the phone with him, you know, and he's driving home or whatever, and all of a sudden I can just tell he's trailing off. His mind is somewhere else.
You can see it in
their eyes. And I say, and it's just, it's become a joke after 14 years, but like, are my 6 minutes up? Because I always used to judge, like, I got about six minutes to get my words out, and then he kind of ADDs out.
Well,
and then if he says, yes, your 6 minutes are up, I have to respect that. Because
yes.
it means, like,
he can't take anymore.
He's full, or, like, something else more important is distracting his attention.
Yeah.
And because he is a protector and provider, I need to let it go. And, again, because we have a loving relationship, because we have good communication, he'll typically circle back and let me finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that's just kind of our, like, code. Like,
that's great.
I just know, you know, like, okay, gotta go. I don't take it personally anymore, of course.
Yes, yes.
You know, but in the beginning, I like, okay, all right, I guess that's that's
something
all.
My husband has done more than once is I'm in the middle of talking, his phone will ring, and he literally will turn around mid-sentence.
Walk
hello?
Away.
And that so bothers me. And I've told him, I was in the middle of a sentence. He'll go, but, you know, my job, my phone is my job kind of thing. And I'm like, that was just rude. And that was disrespectful. So just recently, I did that to him on purpose. He was talking to me and he's sharing something. The phone rang. I picked it up, walked out the room. Do you know what he did? He started cracking up because he knew. It's like he went back like, oh my gosh, I've done that to her so many times. And he didn't get mad. He just started laughing. He's like, okay, touche.
Yeah.
You got me.
But that's coming from a healthy place. You're not tit for tatting. Because I would say, like, unhealthy communication, maybe couples who need to work.
Trying to get you back. I'll show you.
Because even, I mean, you observed it. Yesterday we were at lunch and Christian got up and took a call. And I explained to the girls, because one of the girls said something like, oh, daddy's just going to get up and take this call in the middle of lunch. I said, We're in work hours.
Right.
So we're respecting that he has the flexibility to be able to come to lunch with us. But if work calls and if something's going on, like, we have to be
flexible,
honorable, or honorable to him that he is protecting and providing. And this is like, he's providing the space to be able to do this, but we can't shame him for getting up from the table, especially during those work hours.
And I thought that was
a call.
So good. What great training for daughters. And these girls are 6, 10, and 11? 6,
10, and 12.
10 and 12. Mm-hmm. And they noticed that dad just left in the middle. And they love being with
in
their
the middle
dad.
Of conversation.
And what a great mom to be able to say, hey, and, you know, she kept that respect in their eyes toward their dad. He's a working man, he's our provider, and he needs to take that, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And we're not mad, and he'll be back when he gets back. I just thought that is so smart. Then a mom that says, men, I know, look how men are to us. And there's women like that.
Yeah.
And you're training your daughter to already disrespect men if you're, because they'll follow your lead. If you're happy and you're good with how dad is, they'll be happy and good.
Yeah.
But if you're upset, they're going to be upset.
And it's not saying we don't have boundaries around, you know, maybe Friday night, movie night when we're all together. Then the phones are down. We kind of put each other in check, like, hey, you know, let's be with the girls. Let's, or if one of them's coming down and wants to have a conversation, like, making the space for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there definitely has to be the respect of what draws their attention and when we are able to communicate with them and get our needs met too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So I think last one for this podcast, because these have been so good, so juicy. And this just, I think this will cap this episode off nice. But how does the way a man listens affect the relationship?
Yeah. So and I feel like we kind of just talked about that. Just being, having the grace, guys. And you know what? It's okay. Like, you just talked about how many minutes. It's okay to give your partner a deadline. This is for the men to say, you know, I've got about 10 minutes in me, or you know what? I've got 3 minutes. I I'm full. I can't take it right now. And then ladies, if you are just complaining about the same thing over and over and you won't take his suggestions, this is going to frustrate the heck out of your man, because men, it's the masculinity that is baked into a man's biology is to protect and provide. If you're complaining and you're upset and you won't listen to his solution, then he's going to shut you off and say, forget it. Like it's so frustrating and he can't fix anything and you're just going to keep being upset then he's out. He's out. So even if you don't like his solution, you can say, okay, and I forgot to say this, always set him up to win by saying, okay, I'm going to process. How much time do you have? Yep. Give me 6 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. You don't need to fix anything. I'm just going to vent. And then I'm going to walk away and we'll be okay. Or say, I want your input on this, yep, but hear me out first, okay? And then if he gives you input, even if you disagree with it, I have found this with my husband and I. Because he's a very intense personality, he'll say, okay, you need to say this, you need to do that, you need to end it like that. And sometimes I'm like, that's okay. I'll say, okay, but then I'll take his advice, but I'll do it in my personality with how Tennille would respond rather than how Steve would, because it's not going to come off good if I'm trying to walk in his personality. So, there may be times where I even say, yeah, I don't think that's a good solution. I don't think it'll work. Do you have another one? Do you have another idea? You know, and just respectfully have a conversation. Yeah. So I think listening to a woman, again, it causes her to feel heard, guys, and seen and safe, and it's better for you all the way around. And especially in the bedroom.
So good.
We did a whole other podcast about that.
Oh, we've talked about communication.
Yes, lots.
So much. I love it. Okay, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, hit the notification bell, especially so you know when this next podcast is coming at you, where we go through even more questions that you all have had. Tennille is very active on social media, so make sure you follow her on Instagram and Facebook and ask her questions. Get in the comments, ask her questions in the DM, because maybe they'll come up on another episode. We'll see you then.